25. Sigil. Starbucks, she thinks, seated in one near Blue Ant beneath exactly the same faux Murano pendulum lamps they have in the branch nearest her apartment in New York, is a strange place in which to feel this upset. She and Boone have managed to get here via some highly uncomfortable and basically nonverbal form of decision-making, Case not having wanted to stay at Blue Ant for a second longer than she needed to. And now he's waiting for their order at the same round-topped drink delivery counter they all have. The decor somehow fosters emotional neutrality, a leveling of effect. She can feel it actually starting to calm her down, though perhaps that's simply a matter of its familiarity. But then he's there, placing their lattes on the table. "So why doesn't Starbucks drive you crazy?" he asks, "if excessive branding's the trigger." She glares at him, struck dumb with the irritation she feels. "You look angry." He takes the seat opposite her. "I am. Aside from Hubertus having hooked up with Dorothea and Dorothea having my therapist's notes, I'm questioning whether I can work with you."
"I think I understand."
"I didn't like it in the car when you took the lead with Big End."
"I'm sorry I got ahead of myself there, but I was pissed off that he'd turned up that way. I assumed you were too."
And she had been, actually. "Now you've told him what I thought had been going on with Dorothea, without consulting me. I'd shared that with you, not with him."
"I assumed you were sleeping."
"You should have called me."
"And I knew that Franco and Max were sitting in a car diagonally across the street from your friend's place."
"They were? When?"
"When I went round at 1 in the morning to have a look."
"You did? Why?"
"To see if you were okay."
She stares at him.
"That was when I called Big End and told him what was going on, and that I thought these guys were working for Dorothea. He called her then. He knew she was in London. I don't know what he said to her initially, but inside of 10 minutes, Franco was on his phone and then they were gone. I hung around for a while, decided you'd probably be okay, went to Big End's hotel. We had a very early breakfast, then Dorothea joined us for coffee."
"Haven't you slept at all?"
"No."
"And you were there when he made his deal with Dorothea?"
"I wasn't there when they negotiated the finer points of the deal they'd made on the phone. I was there to hear her story, though, so I know that Franco and Max were on their way back here almost as soon as you were asking Mainwaring for a flight. They actually followed us in from the airport. Hubertus missed that, by the way. He doesn't really concern himself with that level of detail."
It's starting to sink in that if he did break her confidence with Big End, it was only in order to ensure her safety. Not that she's feeling any safer at the moment. "But what if she's still lying, still working for whoever it is?"
"She could be. Hubertus is a gambler, a very methodical one in his way, but still a gambler. He's banking on understanding her better than they do. These Russians, Cypriots, whatever they are, probably all they can offer her is money. Or, as Big End himself suggested when he told me what he was doing, they might turn her again, more easily with a threat."